USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have some breaking news this hour. Billionaire Elon Musk has offered to buy Twitter for about $41 billion. Musk's offer price of $54.20 per share, which was disclosed in a regulatory filing on Thursday, represents a 38% premium to Twitter's April 1st close. Twitter shares jumped 12% in pre-market trading on the news. Another bus of illegal immigrants have been dropped off in Washington, D.C. overnight from Texas.
These are all migrants who have been processed by CBP and are free to travel, so it's nice the state of Texas is helping them get to their final destination as they await in their outcome of their immigration proceedings.
Texas rancher Brent Smith on Fox News.
The buses, you know, might be a good tool for immediate purposes for a week or two, but to actually secure the border, we're going to have to, you know, bring it on the ground at the river.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The South African government has declared a state of disaster in the South African areas surrounding the city of Durban. Officials say they are stretched thin and have limited resources. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, via a translator on France 24 News.
We are going to visit other places to assess the flood damage so that we understand the help that is needed. We are thankful. You have given us the opportunity to see for ourselves and meet with you.
The president directly blamed climate change for the flooding. Frank James, the man arrested on suspicion of shooting 10 people on a train headed to a Brooklyn subway station Tuesday morning, will make his initial court appearance later today. James was charged in federal court for violating a law that prohibits terrorists and other violent attacks against a mass transportation system. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Russia announced Wednesday that it had imposed retaliatory sanctions on U.S. members of Congress in response to similar sanctions levied against more than 300 Russian officials last month. Russia's foreign minister said in a release that it was imposing mirror sanctions against 398 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressman Dean Phillips, the Democrat from Minnesota, said it best. Today, 120 years later, I was sanctioned by Russia for opposing the very genocide, authoritarianism, and tyranny I promised my great-grandparents I would fight. End quote. Dr. Mehmet Oz, endorsed by President Trump, called it a potential tipping point in his Pennsylvania Senate race.
Announcement which he wrote himself, by the way, said I was smart, tough, and will never let us down. And he felt that way about me because my whole life, as you know, has been played on the stage of national television where I've gone to war and fought for my viewers when it came to big tech or big pharma or big agrochemical companies. I went to war with the U.S. government as well. And President Trump wanted someone who could speak to these cultural issues, push back against democratic wokeism, and would be brave enough to do it over and over again. He did not find Dave McCormick able to do that. And that's the even more important reason for many voters, that they're going to say, all right, well, the president did the homework for us. We sort of thought it anyway, as based on what polls were demonstrating. So we're going to go with the president's recommendation, which is Dr. Oz.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.